Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Do keep your messages coming in, 0833 97 97 97. You can call us on 045 898 999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. But now Pieta is calling on individuals, families and communities across Leinster and here in Kildare to share a walk for Darkness into Light 2026. It's its largest annual fundraiser supporting free suicide and self-harm prevention services. And the walks will take place at 4:15 tomorrow morning, Saturday, May 9th, with 52 walks happening across Leinster. Joining me on the line now is Matthew Oakes, Communications Manager with Pieta. Good morning, Matthew. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
And I can understand a lot of people at Pieta are probably really busy the past few days letting everyone know about this year's Darkness into Light walk. But for listeners, I suppose really going back to the beginning of the Darkness into Light, now looking at it for 2026, I mean, it's turned into a huge event for everyone. I mean, we were talking about it this morning, our plans for tomorrow's walk. Just how much has it grown since it first started?
Oh, it's epic. We've got, this year, we've got 170 walks happening across the country, and there'll be over 80,000 people taking part. And thankfully, the weather's looking great because it does make a difference. But I mean, it started from really small, humble beginnings with just a walk in Phoenix Park, started by volunteers, which is incredible. Still very much ran across the communities by brilliant volunteers. You know, in Kildare, there's incredible volunteer committees making this happen. And you can see how it's just grown from this one event to this massive national event, 170 walks, have said, 80,000 people. And it's our biggest annual fundraiser, you know, as well as bringing people together to support each other. It's our largest annual fundraiser that helps keep our services free.
Of course.
And available.
Yeah.
You know, for anyone who needs them. So it's incredible, really.
And I suppose now in the current climate, we are seeing that, you know, Ireland, young people, older people, mental health is becoming a big concern, with more and more people reaching out for support every year. So for this, this annual walk is a big, I suppose, Pieta relies on it, really.
We do, hugely. Like, over three quarters of the funding that runs pays for our services and means we can do what we do comes from the generosity of the public and events like Darkness into Light. We wouldn't exist without events like Darkness into Light. And year on year, that enables us to run our crisis helpline, which we get 100,000 calls and texts from people every year. It allows us to provide the free therapy that we provide to people, of which we've got 40,000 hours of that we provide to people annually. And we've got 6,000 people who are being supported by our ongoing free therapy. It's all because of that incredible effort of communities fundraising and supporting the work that we do. But I think the other wonderful thing about this event is the fact that it is communities coming together to support each other and make sure these services and supports are there. And if anything, right now, we probably need more of that in the world, you know, where people are coming together and working together to make sure that the things that they need as communities are there and to support them. It's incredible. It really is.
And looking to tomorrow's walk, starts at 4:15 tomorrow morning, over 52 walks across Leinster. For the walks happening in Kildare, can you remind listeners and let them know of those sites?
Yeah. And as I said, there's hopefully I've got all of them here. There are five Darkness into Light walks happening across Kildare this year. There's a walks going on in Assey, Selbridge, Kilcock, Monaster Evan, I apologise if I pronounced any of this wrong, and Nace as well. And they'll start at 4:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. They're pet friendly. There'll be refreshments. They're wheelchair accessible. You can register for them to take part on the website at darknessintolight.ie. And your registration fee and everything, that all goes towards supporting the services. So it's absolutely vital for us that people register, take part. And, you know, it's if you've never done it, it's a really hard to describe experience. Like, the volunteers are amazing, but it is just heartwarming, emotional, for all the reasons people are. But just to see so many people supporting each other is quite something.
I remember going 2 years ago to my first one in, where was I, Marley Park. And
oh, lovely.
I could, yeah, it was that sense of I was feeling okay during it. And I think it was towards the end. I mean, it was lit up beautifully again with the sunrise as well. And I just didn't expect myself to get emotional over it. And yet seeing everyone, like, there are people from kind of all walks of life that are there, those who have been directly impacted by suicide and self-harm, who know a friend, a family member, or who have just, you know, read stories over the years and wanted to show their support. Yes. So it really is for everyone, and just the array of people that you see there as well. It can be emotional, even for the people who think they don't get emotional, it can be.
Yeah, and I would also say, like, if you take part, and if you have experienced a loss by suicide or you're going through anything like that, you can contact our crisis helpline. Anyone can contact that if you're bereaved, if you're going through thought yourself, if anything at an event like, you know, makes you feel a certain way, it's there, 1800 247 247. And you can visit the website pieta.ie to access in-person therapy. We're there for people 24/7, providing support. I think it's important to say that, but it is I've done it a number of years, and I still find it hard to capture in words what the event is like, in terms of just that feeling of warmth of support, but it is an emotional journey.
And as you were saying, Matthew, it's kind of more than ever that, you know, people are feeling that they need to show that support for stuff like this. And just reading here, over 53,000 people registered for the Darkness Into Light walks last year. I can imagine, maybe fingers crossed, we can beat that again for this year, reaching over that number.
I hope so. Yeah, totally. And it's vital for us, like I say, because it helps fund our services, and it's vital that people register. You know, it's great people turn up to support each other. That's really, really great. But for Pieta, we rely on fundraising. It's our biggest fundraiser. So those registration fees, they fund the services. So it's really essential that people do take that time. And I know, you know, it's difficult times for a lot of people financially. And it's the same for charities. You know, we're also dealing with these challenges too. So those registration fees really make a difference for allowing us to provide the services that we do. So I would strongly encourage people to register at darknessintolight.com.